إله إلا
الله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون وقال سيدنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد فيقول الله تبارك وتعالى فكيف إذا جئنا على كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا Brothers and sisters, all praises are due always to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Allah to guide us and keep us straight and to give us understanding of religion. You know, understanding of religion is one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give to everybody. It's called fiqh. And the word fiqh to the early Arabs used to mean understanding. And in the Quran, the word fiqh is used to mean the word understanding. And prior to Islam, fiqh of something just meant knowledge and understanding of something. If a person was knowledgeable of something, they called him a faqih, someone who's endowed with fiqh, understanding. But after Islam, and after they started to develop the Islamic sciences of Quran and Hadith and Tafsir and understanding, then they started to use the word fiqh exclusively to mean understanding of religion. Even the verb faqiha, nafqahu, yafqahun, it's not used hardly ever in modern spoken language. Because of the respect that got around the word fiqh. They don't really use fiqh. He has fiqh of something. You say, no, he has fahim of something. Fahima, yafham, fahamtu. A person won't say in the modern way, you know, to something, you know, fakahtu hada. Basically means I understand it. But they'll say, fahamtu. Because the word fiqh became used almost exclusively when it comes to Islamic knowledge because of its value, the value of understanding the deen. That's the most important thing for anybody, any Muslim, is to understand the religion. In one hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam in Sahih al-Bukhari, in the book of knowledge, he said, "Man arada Allahu bihi khayra you forget who fit thee. Whomever Allah wants good for that person, he will give him an understanding of religion. And one time he put his head, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he put his hand on the head of Abdullah ibn Abbas. And he said, Allahumma faqihhu fi ddeen wa 'allimhu ta'weel. He says, oh Allah, give him an understanding of the religion and teach him the understanding of meanings. And of course, Ibn Abbas went on to become one of the most knowledgeable of the companions of the Prophet alayhi salam. But it's not so much to know the verse or know the hadith, but to understand the fiqh. What is meant? You know, what does Allah want people to do? That's the key thing here. You know, Islam in the modern age, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam warned us about that. He said, Bada al-Islamu ghariban wa sayaudu ghariban kama bada'a fatuba lil-ghuraba. He says, Islam has begun as a strange thing, and it will return to being a strange thing again, therefore success to the stranger. And that's the time we're living in, because one of the casualties of the modern age is lack of understanding of religion. Understanding what does Allah want you to do? I mean, it's hard enough to do what he wants us to do sometimes when we know it, but when you don't know it, it's that much worse. I mean, it's really uncanny. And Shaitan is all over us because he wants people to remain in ignorance, because ignorance is one of the strong areas of Iblis when it comes to religion. Ignorance of religion, a person is, he's at his own peril if he doesn't know his religion. I mean, I'm talking about from a very basic thing. A person should know their religion to the extent that they're engaged in any part of social, commercial, intercourse. If you're married, you should know the rules of marriage. You should know. If you're a husband, you should know, what are the rules of marriage according to Islam? What is my responsibility? If you're a married woman, you should know, what is my responsibility as a Muslim woman who's married? Because it may not be the same in every area as somebody who's single. If you're in business, you should know some things about the fiqh of law. I mean, of a commercial transaction. The law of commercial transaction. What you can do, what you can't do, what's incumbent upon you. Because when a person doesn't know these things, he or she, you're at your own peril. Because ignorance of the religion is so destructive that, yes, you have good intention, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And we all have good intentions, there's no doubt about that, inshallah. But Shaitan, he, when you're dealing with Iblis, you have the principal weapon against Iblis, against the devil, is knowledge. Knowledge of the Kitab, knowledge of the Sunnah. Because knowledge of the Kitab is going to teach you how to navigate through things. When to make a right turn, when to make a left turn, when to go up, when to go down, when to stop, when to start. Knowledge of the Sunnah is the same thing. That's why, you know, many of the scholars of Tafsir, explanation of Quran, in the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and he'll teach them the book and hikmah, which on the surface, hikmah means wisdom, but according to many of the scholars of Quran, it means the Sunnah. Because the Sunnah tells you exactly where you put it in, where you put the dot. And so every Muslim has to know some basic things about their religion. Because there's three ways that Shaitan attaches people. One is ignorance. Because if you don't know, even if you want to go right, you don't know what the right way is. and you easily go the wrong way. And maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on us because he's merciful. And the Prophet did say, alayhi salatu wasalam, inna Allaha qad tajawaza an ummati al-khata wa nisyan wa ma istukrihu alayhi. He says, verily Allah will overlook upon my ummah their mistakes, their forgetfulness, and the things that they did under compulsion. So maybe you still have good intention. And you're a Muslim, yeah, you want to do right. Everything's going crazy. You want to do right, but everything's going crazy. And you're saying, wow, you know, I believe in Allah, yeah, but my life is in turmoil. A lot of times the reason that happens is because even though you believe, you don't have knowledge of your faith. So even though you want to do the right thing, you don't know how to do the right thing. And if you don't know how to do the right thing, shaitan is more than happy to provide you with a methodology that suits his objectives, which is for people to go through the fire. So you have to address the issue of ignorance in religion. I encourage people to read the kitab, to study the kitab. Allah says, وَلَكِنْ كُنُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. He says, be sincere, steady worshippers by virtue of what you are teaching of the book and by virtue of what you are learning. Every Muslim family should have some discussion. Maybe you can't do it every day, and nobody expects people to do it every day, every hour, but it should be some discussion of scripture. Because in these times of information, you got so much information coming this way, that way, this way, that way, this way, that way, that you really can't distinguish between truth and falsehood. You can watch something on the news, and because news is so politicized, they just tell you one particular side of the story, so and so, and you're like, okay, that's all you know. And you won't know how to interpret things unless you really have some knowledge of the book and of the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The companions of the Prophet, so it's on them, the way they used to approach this was that when things were set down, they would study in the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab. He said every time 10 verses came down, we would study those verses to find the commands and the prohibitions, the halal and the haram with respect to the verse. And we wouldn't go on to study 10 more verses until we study those 10 verses. And he says in that way, we learn the religion and action together. And then the Prophet said also, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of you is the one who learned the Qur'an and also teaches it. And Muslims, you know, to be such a literate society, we're woefully ignorant of the book, of the kitab. Because we should live according to the kitab. You have to really be, you know, a Qur'anic people. This is the book that was, you know, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah said, this is the book about which there is no doubt. It's a guidance to those who are righteous. Because it puts us at a moral disadvantage. And this is one of the reasons why there's a lot of confusion in the Ummah right now about where Muslims should go. You know, for the last few years, I remember that we put a lot of emphasis on the political Islam, and then we see political Islam as like, you know, where that failed us. I believe that the best type of Islam is the Islam of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that emphasizes the five pillars, the basic beliefs, basic acts of doing good, staying away from what's wrong, keeping it very, very simple. That's why, and that's how the Prophet taught. He taught Islam in the most simple manner so that people can grasp it. Scholarship is a praiseworthy thing, but you don't have to be a scholar in order to understand the religion. If you, I mean, The prophet used to say, فَيُبَلِّغْ أَشَّهِدْ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبِ. He says, let the one who's present inform the one who's absent, because perhaps the one who's absent understands the message more than the one who heard it firsthand. Because most of the hadith, the basic hadith, they're easy to understand in English, just the simple things, you know. And so we don't really have any excuse in the modern age, because we're woefully misinformed about our role. You know, this is the thing, because there's a role that Muslims have to play in society. You know, I was mentioning the verse in the beginning about the shuhada'a 'ala an-nas, about bearing witness over the people, because I believe in that. I believe that is part of our role as Muslims in this society, any society. Part of believers are that, okay, we're doing our best to hold to the truth, and we're bearing witness, so that as we pass through the life, you're passing through the life carrying a banner. You're not just living trying to make money and open businesses and get degrees, which is okay, that's a good thing too. But that's not the, you know, that's not your objective of life. That's just a means to an end. You know, Muslims have to take their role. And this is where the breakdown is for Muslims in America and elsewhere. We don't know what their role is. Muslims don't know what they want in different places. That's why they demonstrate so much. We want democracy. No, we want this. No, we want freedom. No, we want liberty. No, we want money. No, we want jobs. We want him in, him out, him in, him out. We don't want to be oppressed, but yet we're still oppressing others. It's a lot of confusion. Yeah. A lot of it has to do with mass ignorance. Anytime you can orchestrate, you know, revolutions and coups with Facebook, you know that you're dealing with a group of ignorant people. That's just the truth. Because that Facebook becomes the imam. So you have to embark on a certain amount of knowledge, because time is passing. You know, one time the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and see, he viewed himself as a bearer of witness, to bear witness. Because look how Allah set up the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashira wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi'idhnihi wa sirajan manira. Now you got five things here that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah sent him, he sent them in this mode. And Muslims, we're supposed to emulate this purposeful life. This is why you need knowledge. Not extensive knowledge, but you got to know who you are as a Muslim. You got to have some kind of identity that's fixated on who you are, what your priorities are, how you teach your children. So Allah says, "Inna arsalnaka shahidan." Verily, we have sent you to bear witness. Because the Prophet, when he came, he's coming sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah sent me. And I'm bearing witness. I have to, because this is the truth. Allah said, you know, Muhammad, this is the reality. So I went, he sent the Prophet, raised him as a prophet. The Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, is there to kind of keep things in check to the best of his ability, to what he has control over, that they're keeping with, you know, consistent with the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All prophets had that. They all came with the same thing. Musa, Isa, Noah alayhi salam, each one. In fact, Isa ibn Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him on the day of judgment, did you tell the people to worship you and your mother besides me? And Isa answers Allah. He says, Allah, I only told them what you told me to tell them. But then he said something very, very significant. He says, وَكُنْتُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. He says, and I bore witness over them as long as I was with them. He's like, as long as I was on the scene, the message was consistent with what you told me to say. We didn't change nothing. Because Muslims have to have the consistency of the message. Consistency of the message of Islam now is way more important than these little tiny issues that we're going on. The message of Islam has to be consistent. Like the message of brotherhood, the message of justice, the message of goodness. Some of these things have been neglected for so long, we're at wit's end to even talk about it. Muslims can hardly talk about justice anywhere because there's so much injustice going on by Muslims. So we're like, well, what the heck? We can't talk about it. So we talk about other stuff. We talk about what's being done. He's doing this to me, and it ain't right, and I want my rights. And we emphasize that over emphasizing, the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to bear witness over and to uphold. That's a whole different psychological play that Iblis has done on the Ummah. But he sent the Prophet Shahida, bearing witness. And one time the Prophet he said to Ubay bin Ka'ab, he said, Ubay, I want you to recite Quran for me. And Ubay said, Ya Rasulullah, أَقْرَأُهُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَيْكَ نَزَلْ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, you want me to recite it to you when it was revealed to you? And then the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَسْمَعَ مِنْ غَيْرِي. Al-Kama Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I'd love to hear it from other than myself. So Ubay started to read from Surah An-Nisa. And he got to the verse where he said, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا عَلَى كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. He got to the verse where it said, and how is it that we have come, or how is it that we have brought forth to every ummah a witness, like Allah is saying, every ummah there was a witness. Like every time since Adam was here, for every people, there was somebody to bear witness. You see? There was always somebody to bear witness. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا عَلَى كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدًا. There was always somebody who was like, I'm listening to Allah. Here I am. I'm bearing witness. I'm trying to uphold it to the best of my ability. Remember the story I told you about Habib al-Najjar in Surah Yasin? Everybody else rejected, but he came by. Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un. I believe in your Lord. This is me. They killed him, but he bore witness. Because that gives your life a purpose as a Muslim. You don't have to go out in the middle of the street proclaiming, but if you do that, that's okay too. You got Christians on the street bearing witness. People know about this bearing witness stuff. Christians take it serious about bearing witness. You ever watch a Christian broadcast show? They always talk about bearing witness. Lord, now of course they have misunderstanding about the Lord and so on. But this is the role of Muslims, of every prophet. So when Ubay ibn Ka'ab, when he was reciting Quran to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he got to the verse that said, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا عَلَى كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. When he got to the verse, he said, how is it that we have brought forth to every nation a witness, and we have brought you forth to this nation as a witness? the Prophet alayhi salam says the hasbuk al-an Ubay, that's enough for right now, Ubay, that's enough. I can't take it no more. And Ubay said, and I looked at the Prophet alayhi salam in both of his eyes, tears were running down from his eyes. Because he took it that serious. That's why on the farewell khutbah, and the khutbah to al-wada', one of the things the Prophet said, and you gotta really read that. If you wanna know where we start as an ummah, like right now, our problems, man, it's all contained in the khutbah al-wada'. The major illnesses of our ummah, the Prophet warned people about, right in that khutbah. If you read the farewell sermon, because the Prophet knew, he said, this is going to be the last time I'm going to talk to you like that. He knew it was the last time. He told him, it's the last time. So he got it all out. So, when somebody knows this is going to be their last major speech, you just let it all go. And that's what the Prophet did. And he started to talk about the blood and the rights, the Muslim killing, how the blood, how the honor, how the property of the Muslim is sacred, holding to the Kitab, holding to the Sunnah. He talked about race relations. He talked about that there's no preference to an Arab over a non-Arab or non-Arab over Arab except by taqwa. He spoke about all that in the farewell khutbah. And then he said, "Hal balagt? Allahumma ashhad." Then he said, "Have I not given the message? All of our witnesses." Because he wanted to make sure for his own sake that while he was amongst the people, listen, while I was here, I said, you can't control what goes on in people's lives, but you have to give the message. Even your own family, listen, I can't control everybody, but listen, as long as I'm in charge of this house, let me tell y'all something. It's this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some might take it, some may not take it, they may be pushed back, and you know, I'll show up. But you can't go without being a witness. That's a sad existence. It really is a sad existence for a Muslim not to be a bearer of witness. Every prophet had that. Everyone did that. Even the ones who were in prison, Yusuf alayhi salam, he was in jail. And when the people, two men came to him and asked him to interpret their dreams. And before he answered that, he did answer the question. But did you notice how he bore witness first, even though he was in prison? He said, "Ya sahibi sijni." أرباب المتبركون خير أم الله واحد القهار ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إلا الحكم إلا لله أمر ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه. I'm like, boy, you're just a bad boy, Yusuf. No, this isn't the sword of Yusuf. You have to really see the psychology of the Anbiya. How they view life. And if we're not going to pattern ourselves after the Anbiya, then who are we patterning ourselves off? If that's not the example, then who? I say go for the Anbiya. Because that's the highest level that a human can aspire to, is the level of practice of the Anbiya. We're not prophets, we can't be prophets. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam was the last prophet, but he was the Uswatul Hasanah. He was a good example. So Yusuf, before he even got to deal with the question, so it's like he said, okay, y'all got a question for me? All right, first of all, let me bear witness. And he was so smooth. He said, Ya sahibi al-sijni, a-arababun matafarikuna. Khayrun. Amallahi wahadu qahhar. He says, is a whole lot of different lords better? Or was one supreme lord the best? He just got to the thinking. Then he said, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً. He says, all that you're worshiping other than him is just names. That you and your forefathers, he had some dunces, man. Because you in jail, man, you got two against one already. And he's like, listen, I'm going to give it to you straight. He said, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً. All that you are worshiping other than Allah is just names. That you and your forefather have named. مَا أَنزَلُ. Here's the bear witness coming out. مَا أَنزَلُ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. God did not send down any authority for this. Then he just hit him with SubhanAllah. He says, in the hukmu illa lillah. He says, judgment exclusively belongs to Allah and Allah only. And he's like, I don't care. Then he comes deeper. Amara Allah ta'abudu illa iyyah. And he is commanded that you not worship except him. And he said, this is the upright religion. That's bearing witness. That's what I mean. When you bear witness in your life. Last week, my landlord came into my house. And he's a nice guy, too, man. He's a good landlord, mashallah. But he had to come, I need to sign something. I said, all right, man, come on through the house, man. He never came in the house and sat down at my table. And I always have a policy. You say, if you come in my house, and you just come in and check the meter and leave, okay, hey, whatever. If you walk in my house, and you sit down at my table, where I live, and you sit down at my house, you won't hear about a slap. That's just the rules. That's the rule in the Ahmed house. I don't care who you are. If you come in my house, if you sit down in my house, now if he's passing through, you know, I'm going to do the disturbator. All right, go ahead. I might try to slip something in there on you, but no, you never know. He sat down. I said, Ken, you want some coffee? He said, yeah, making the coffee. And I was cutting up some, it was last week. So I was cutting up the meat from the beehive. I know the day before, it was Thursday. I slaughtered lamb. So I was cutting it up. He said, what you doing? I said, I'm cutting the dhabiha. He said, what's the dhabiha? I said, I told you I had a holiday the other day, right? He said, yeah, it was the Eid. What's the Eid? So we broke down the Eid. Broke down the dhabiha. How we did it. Then we start talking about Jesus. So I said to my wife, honey, go grab one of the English Qurans. She went and got the Quran. No, seriously. And he was engaged. He was engaged. People was calling on his phone. I'm busy. I'm in a meeting right now. I'm like, go ahead, Ken. Well, look. He's asking all the questions. But what about this? He asked about terrorism, about so-and-so, and about the 70 virgins. He asked me, and by the time he left, he took a Quran with him, and he took some dhabiha meat with him. In fact, he forgot the dhabiha meat. He went to his car, came back, knocked on the door. I said, what is it, Ken? He said, oh, I forgot the dhabiha. I said, okay. I'm just saying, this is part of the responsibility of being of the Ummah of Muhammad. You don't want to live through life and not be somebody that bears witness. You don't want to be an extremist. You don't have to be an extremist. But you'd be surprised, because he had to go, but he was really getting into, because he's a Christian. When I opened up Surah Ali Imran, and we started reading the verses about Mary, I said, okay, I can read that. And he started reading. He says, well, what is this, is Jubilee? I said, we believe all that. And who knows if Allah guides him to Islam, inshallah ta'ala. But I didn't want somebody to come pass by my way that close and not get some dollar. If I get in a cab too long, I'm going to give dollar. You have to understand, it's about you bearing witness. You have to bear witness. Because if you don't bear witness, you're holding back an extremely important purpose that we were here for. And that's why so many Muslims suffer, I believe, in Allahu A'lam, from depression. And they feel ineffective. And they feel frustrated. Because you're holding back. You know, and you're just living the regular life without bearing witness, without standing up, without calling. Or you think that, well, they're American, they may not understand. That's insane. Americans understand homosexuality, man. If you could understand that nonsense, you can easily understand La ilaha illallah. I mean, seriously, you'd be surprised what bearing witness would do. How people look at you after you bore witness. Whether they agree or not. Because in this country, these are Ahl al-Kitab. This is not an idol-worshipping nation. The idol worshippers were very, very rough on the Prophet. They were rough on Ibrahim. People worship, that's what idol worship is, it's the worst sin. Because people worship idols, boy, they're really heavily opposed to Tawheed, because that's the antithesis of Tawheed, is Ibadat al-Othan, worshiping idols. That's the opposite. But Ahl al-Kitab, they're not opposite from us. You understand what I'm saying? You know, which is why it's ironic for Muslims not to bear witness. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. I'm going to leave with this. وَكَذَلِكَ And in this way, جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا Now this is God talking. I mean, he's laying out the purpose for us as a nation. He says, and in this manner, we have made you أُمَّةً وَسَطًا We have made you a balanced nation. Some scholars say wasata here means adila. We made you a just nation. Why, Allah, did you make us a just nation? He answered the question. Litakunu shuhada'a 'ala an-nas. So you can bear witness over the people. He's saying, right? He's saying, Allah is saying in the book, this way we have made you a balanced nation so that you can bear witness over the people, wa yakuna rasula alaykum shahida, and that the messenger will be bear witness over you. That's how important it is. If you take on that bearing witness posture, you'd be surprised how people respond to you. A lot of times people look to Muslims like, I know you know something. Can't you see I'm just a straight unbeliever, don't know nothing? And you not saying nothing about nothing? I know you. I get all kind of questions when I wear a thobe. It's about half the time. It's like, okay, what about the people? Some people are like, just, okay, you're one of them? Yeah, And I don't mind bearing witness to people. Even if it's a light thing. You know, sometimes, you know, like Muslims, we have these fears. Like I see people who are afraid, like this is like a common fear, but you have to rid yourself up of giving salams in public. Like, I hate that. You at the checkout line in the store, somebody calls, "Salam alaikum." "Oh, how you doing, man? Hold on, let me call you back later." Like, hi. What, you are afraid? Because if you say, "Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah," you're bearing witness now. You're saying, "Yeah, alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuhu." Yeah, alhamdulillah. Even if you go and you're in the store somewhere looking at something and they show you how it works and you say, "Masha'Allah." I'm just telling you, brothers and sisters, it ain't that serious. We have unfounded fears. It's causing us deep psychological problems. Feeling of being inadequate. We have a deep inferiority complex because we don't bear witness. And bear witness is a very big, important part of being a Muslim. I'm telling you, very important. Very important. Because when you fail to bear witness, then you have voluntarily rejected one of the major foundations of how the Prophet was sent. He lost his inna arsalnaka shahida. He's saying, we sent you as a bearer of witness, wa mubashshira, and a giver of glad tidings, wa nadhira, and a warner, wa da'iyan ila Allah, and call it to Allah by his permission, and an illuminating light. Qul qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa bisayyidin. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Brothers and sisters, my advice to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be shuhada ala nas, and to be a bearer of witness. It's not as painful as you may think it is. It's not as embarrassing as you think it's going to be. Seriously, when you bear witness as a Muslim, then you get the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that's one of the main ways that we support our God, is be bearers of witness. That's why all the prophets did that from the very beginning. Let the word, Allah, listen, let me let you know, them know, I support God. Okay, everybody got that? Okay, fine, now let's you know, let's do the laundry. Okay, we're working. You're at work. Let me get that clear. I support God. You should support him too. You bore witness. Okay, fine. Yeah, what's the project? You don't have to. You can move on. You bore witness. But you don't ever want to be as a Muslim anywhere unless you're in a threat of immediately bodily harm. Meaning, like, you have to. You're about to be killed or harmed in some kind of serious way. You should always get that bearing witness out of the way. And we do it constantly. People understand that because their souls have already bore witness. You gotta understand that. Allah says, "Wajhaduhum ala anfusihim alastu birabbikum qalu bala shahidna." So every soul already knows. Even that person may not realize it, his soul knows it. So when you bore witness, something in the soul like, I'm telling you. You gotta, if you don't believe me, brothers and sisters, you don't have to believe what I'm saying except the verses part. If you try it, you will see what I'm talking about. Once you try it. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات وألف بين قلوبنا واجعل في قلوبنا الإيمان والحكمة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ونصلي ونسلم ونبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله عظيما يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيم الصلاة يرحمكم الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة